History of Manti literature. Every nation has its own faith. It's a complicated spiritual world that is centuries old and is embodied in world. Speaking of the development of Manti literature in its current state, it's necessary to recall those factors that preceded the beginning of literature and, of course, determined its ideological and literary originality. We are talking about the importance of oral folklore and mythology as a sort of cognition and self-expression of a nation. Today, folklore is one of the main riches of the Manti people. Oral traditions of a nation recreate a complete and original picture of the vision of the world. The spiritual and the material world, the enigmas of which is revealed in the image system of poetics, talking, listening into the world of folk life, beliefs and customs. We should emphasize the idea that it's not literature period the Manti people created wonderful works of folklore, which reflected a system of moral and psychological values had been establishing over the centuries. The first literary work written by original Manti writers appeared in the 1930s. The unity of the writers' northernness to folk roots, folklore and mythological traditions encourages them to use the rich heritage of their nation. Folklore was the basis of their literary activity. The first literary works belonged to the representative of the Konda Manti. The earliest writers were Pantelimon Kirillovich Ametov with his work Dva Ochotnika, Two Hunters, 1940. Mikhail Kazantsev with his work Raskaz o Sebe, The Story About Myself, 1949. Matryona Pankratievna Vakhrushova with her poems in the collection Khantyskaya i Mansiyskaya Poeziya, Khanty and Manti Poetry, 1940, and The Story на берегах Малой Юконды, On the Bank of the Small Yukonda, 1949. Their works is a necessary link in the history of the native literature. Having incorporated of their works the aesthetic achievement of the nation, writers expressed a new level of artistic thinking. In the early stages of national literature, writers' northerners' works translation of poetry into Russian. Due to the loss of central tradition, theaters looked poor. Russian-speaking creators became acquainted with their works only through translations. For this reason, northern literatures in the early stage were written under the influence of Russian versification and presented in translations have often been the subject of unfair criticism. Despite this, one of the regularities of the northern literary process was the fact that many nations standing on the verge of extinction have managed to raise great masters of the pen. Their works have enriched world literature with the new heroes, new colors and new vision of the world. We should note also that spirit of the time influenced into the contents of literary works. So we can say that formation and development of northern literature obeyed general regularities or development of literature in Russia and in the whole world. For example, 1920s multinational literature of the Soviet Union praised the ideas of the October Revolution. It was filled with enthusiasm about the revolution, joy of labor, and glorification of mass activity. Literature in the 1920s was characterized by increasing the number of characters involved in the scene, stream of history, fullness of feelings and experience about person attitudes to the changes in social life. Literature in the 1940s expressed patriotism of Soviet writers, their closeness to the people, love motherland and hatred of fascism. It told the people the trust inspired confidence in the victory over the enemy. Literary to the post-war period ending about the mid-1915 along with joy and gladness of victory reflected the sorrow of millions of dead. Missing the injured people, spiritual basis of literature was a world life which comes such suffering and being conquered in the World War II in determined the ideological respect, purpose and artistic futures in the post-war way years when the world was under the shadow of the Cold War. There was a need in the art synthesis of new processes of modernity in the literature. Political lyrics based on the tradition of Vladimir Mayakovsky become a military weapon. From year of year, there are a period cycle of poems calling. There are a period cycle of poems calling for peace between peoples and so struggle for freedom and independence. The main features of the literature in the late 1950s are depicting process of typification, consolidation of the social analysis of artistic thinking. The diversity in national literature determined the significance of the literary process of the Soviet Union. Critics call 1916-1918 as the time of a lot of long-form prose. The development of the novel is connected with the common aspiration of art with the understanding of global essential problems of the epoch associated with the fate and existence of all humanity. To the wider setting of moral and ethical issue, including the entire range of issues concerning the relationship of men and society. Learning from the experience of old literature of Russian northern peoples, including Manzi literature, had several stages in their development. Since the very beginning and during the formation of the northern literatures, next to the first writers, northerners, there always were linguists, philologists, and folklorists Valery Nikolaevich Chernitsov, Alexei Nikolaevich Balandin, Nikolai Ivanovich Terezhkin, Wolfgang Steinitz, Victoria Vyacheslavna Sienkiewicz-Gudkova, Ilya Sergeyevich Gudkov, Mikhail Grigorievich Voskobojnikov. During the first period of the late 1920s, to 1940s, most of the works were created on the principle of before and now. Writers compared how their nations lived before and after the October Revolution. Literature was education in nature. It carried the knowledge, talking about benefits of a new life and activity, participated in the development of the literary language. One of the work of this time was the story of Pantelimon Chemetov, Dva Ochotnika, Two Hunters, which is translated in Russian by Nomo. Throughout the world, work is created under the influence of socialist realism and highlights the subject according to the theme, the past is bad, new is good. The works of Pantelimon Chemetov are full of folklore sources. For example, the description of the ceremony of horse-heaping and appeasing of the sacred beast bear, which is conducted by Manzi Trofim. Chemetov revealed a national type of a person of the North. Ieva Toulouse rightly notes that the whole story is permeated with the Manzi mentality mixed with the personal life experience. Komanovsky believes that Pantelimon Chemetov managed to outline the living figure of the old Manzi with his produced hunting skill and independent mind. Matryona Pankratievna Vakhrushova is better known in literature as the author of the story "На берегах Малой Юканды," on the banks of the story of the small Yukonda. It's a lyrical story, unlike her predecessor. She was more attentive to artistic details. The poetry of the story is connected with the national folklore poetics. Another work in Manzi literature was published in 1949. It was the story of Mikhail Kazantsev. Rasskaz o sebe, the story about myself. The story is written in Russian and built according to the traditional themes of literature of the peoples of north of the late 1930s. Begins 1915. In his story, the author convinced the reader that during the empire of Russian Tsars, smallest nations were oppressed and Bolshevism brought happiness to the North. In the regard, ideological and artistic originality of the works is more in line with the initial stage of formation of the Northern literatures. But folklore skins highlight modern problems, taking into account its chronological frame, allow us to consider the story of Kazantsev to the second period of Manzi literature development, the 1915s-1917s were the period of maturation of Hansi and Manzi literature. Ivan Chistalov, Andrei Tarkhanov, Anna Mitrofanovna Konykova come to the literature. They were familiar with the work of the predecessors and with folklore heritage of their works. Folk poetry gave them the peculiarities of national thinking and imaginative vision of the world. The writers were also familiar with the classical Russian, Soviet, multinational and foreign literature. At first, Ivan Chistalov created works in his native language and immediately showed large lyrical talent. The Manzi didn't have such a poet as Ivan Chistalov before him, so we need to remember literature experience of shamanistic writing, which being in unwritten form belonged to the author shamans. We can consider the lyric Chistalov as the founder of Manzi poetry. Autobiographism in his lyrics acquires the features of historicism and national character. The lyrical eye of Ivan Chistalov incorporates not only the world of feelings and experience of particular person, but in the world, the soul, entire nation in historical space and time. Paradoxically, this explains Ivan Chistalov's further translation to Russian prose. He needs a wider range of readers. Lyrics has gone into epic keeping lyrical. Autobiographism as the source and the basis of large epic forms. Each of his numerous novel characters could be considered as a lyrical hero. However, particular polyphonism of his lyrical work has its core and the center, which has been the author. Thus, as the founder of Manzi poetry, Ivan Chistalov brings his fundamental beginning into prose. This is the difference of his experience not only from his predecessors, but also from his contemporaries. Their works don't have such unequivocal synthesis. Andrei Tarkhanov remains within the Russian lyric poetry. Anna Mitrofanovna Konykova may already be considered as a follower of Ivan Chistalov, and she develops his tradition in the story «Ilun Meditilnykh Potok» «Flow of the Slow Moons» 1982. The name of Anna Mitrofanovna Konykova, which is usually called of Grandma Anne, is widely known. 1916-1989. Her works written in collaboration with Sazonov in 1982. «Ilun Meditilnykh Potok» «Flow of the Slow Moons» is not traditional for literature of the peoples of the North. It's an autobiographical chronicle. In this novel legend, authors acquainted the readers with the historical past of the Manzi of the Earthen region, with their life and culture in a figurative manner. The wedding ceremonies, births, funerals, different customs, household relations, and a lot of other episodes of Manzi national life give the reader a visual representation of the culture of the nation. The fictional structure of the work is dominated by historical time and space. The life of a small village hero is represented as a composite particle of the whole nation, as the eternal universal process. This word is national, original, and mystical. The movement of life is shown as a natural change of generation of the cotton. The authors have identified the genre of their work as a novel legend. Yuval Shestalov called this work as surprisingly original. He said following quote about the creativity of his other contemporary, soul open as the wetness of the north, able to take all the pain and joy, is well expressed by Mansi Andrei Tarkhanov. Andrei Semyonovich Tarkhanov is a lyricism, is not poetry. We can see the richness of his soul. He poetized many of its states, from that exalted state of loneliness and philosophical reflection on faith, space, friendship, and love. Tarkhanov's career as a writer as well as Yuval Shestalov counts more than half of a century. Unlike his fellow writers, his works are only in Russian, building on the achievements of the Russian classic poetry. The poet has managed to create a superb profile of ideas and sensational poetry. Andrei Tarkhanov denied fat pessimistic prediction about fatal inability of the smaller peoples of Russia to master the subtle and sophisticated forms of poetry. Original of Tarkhanov's works are in national. He takes power in inexhaustible Mansi folklore and bring his own verses to the original shape. Russian poetry classic largely contribute to the improvement of his great skills. So, Mansi literature is other literature of pupils of the North gone accelerated development. Non-literary people standing on the brink of extinction put forward first-class writers in the 20th century. Their work have enriched world literature with new character, new colors, and new vision of the world. The peculiar historical path of Mansi literature development is that since its origin, it has taken the path of truthful reflection of people's life. Russian authors made indispensable contribution of the Mansi literature. These were Valery Nikolaevich Chernitsov with his collection of tales Zemlyanoy Bratit, Earth and Brother, Mikhail Plotnikov with his poem Yangulma, 1933, Ivan Ivanovich Andreev with his collection of translation of Mansi songs performed on Beer Festival, Песни народа Манси, Songs of the Mansi People, 1936. We also must mention Mansi authors Nikolai Mikhailovich Sadomin with his poem Pasha Ruma, 2001. Анастасия Ильинична Сайнахова, Мария Тихоновна Двинянина, etc. Modern Mansi literature when Yuval Shestalov was with us was a complex, unique way and a very interesting phenomenon. When the writer passed away, literary inheritance has remained and it will be in demand by readers and researchers. As Peter Domokosh notes in the book «Формирование литературы малых уральских народов», «The Formation of Literature of Small Uralic People», Йошкар-Ола, 1993, Shestalov works will be in demand in his homeland in 15 years. It will be relevant for many, many years. Today, writing Mansi authors Andrei Tarkhanov and Svetlana Denislamova. In recent years, there were published books by Andrei Tarkhanov, «Видение пророков», «The Vision of Prophets», Svetlana Denislamova, «Мы есть», «We are», «The Last Book of Yuval Shestalov», «Шаманские тайны», «Откровение слова», «Shamanic Mystery», «Revelation of the World Rush». We believe that since literature is published, it's in development. As prospect, we must note that moreover in the page of Mansi newspapers, Luima Seripos, distinctive literary works of authors began to appear. These also are Maria Dvinyaninova, Galina Larionova, Tatiana Bakhtiarova, Young Oze, books of Nina Georgievna Rukova are published in Russian. Young Oze, Irina Turgacheva and Sergei Remizov play us with their works. The works of each also play a role in the development of native literature and in general. Manzi literature take a worthy place in the constellation of multi-ethnic literatures.